It's a harness tourney that's the cause of all the trouble, my lord, the commander of the city watch complained to the king's council. The king's tourney, Ned corrected him, wincing. I assure you, the hand wants no part of it. Well, call it what you will, my lord. The knights have been arriving from all over the realm, and for every knight we get 2 free riders, 3 craftsmen, 6 men-at-arms, 12 merchants, 24 whores, and more thieves than I dare guess. This cursed heat has half the city in a fever to start, and now with all these visitors, last night we had a drowning, a tavern riot, 3 knife fights, a rape, 2 fires, robberies beyond count, and a drunken horse race down the street of the sisters. The night before, a woman's head was found in the great sept, floating in the rainbow pool. No one seems to know how it got there or who it belongs to. How dreadful, Varys said with a shudder. Lord Renly Baratheon was less sympathetic. If you cannot keep the king's peace, Janus, perhaps the city watch should be commanded by someone who can. Stout Jarley Janus Flint pulled himself up like an angry frog, his bald pate reddening. Aegon, the dragon himself, could not keep the peace, Lord Renly. I need more men. How many? Ned asked, leaning forward. As ever, Robert had not troubled himself to attend the council session, so it fell to his hand to speak for him.